While some of the information was taken verbally by William's scribes, some must have owed its existence to Saxon records. In fact, the most extraordinary paradox about the Domesday Book is that what we think of as a monument to the power and strength of the Normans owed itself to the advanced machinery of government left in place by the old Anglo-Saxon monarchy. And it was thanks to this that the data was collected at such lightning speed, less than 6 months. The results were presented to William here at Old Sarum, an ancient Iron Age fort inside which he'd built a spectacular royal palace. When he took hold of the Domesday Book, it was as though William had been handed the keys to the kingdom all over again, as if he'd reconquered England, but this time statistically, because its information was more impregnable than any castle. It was called the Domesday Book, after all, because it was said that its decisions were as final as the Last Judgment.
The church itself holds Wenlock. There are 20 hides, 4 of which are exempt from tax under King Canute. There are 15 slaves. 2 mills serve the monks, plus 1 fishery. Enough woodland to fatten 300 pigs and 2 hedged enclosures. Value now, £12.